Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. A large Indian vessel named Jagladki arrived at Mundra port in Gujarat this morning carrying a significant consignment of crude oil. The ship is transporting approximately 81,000 metric tons of high-quality oil from the United Arab Emirates. It follows the earlier arrival of the vessel Shivalik at Mundra and Nandadevi at the Vadinar port. Authorities at the port have ensured smooth offloading operations to facilitate the distribution of the crude oil to refineries. Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women members. Speaking during the farewell, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that their contribution to parliamentary democracy will always be remembered. He said that in politics, there is never a full stop, as their experience and contribution to the nation will always remain relevant and valuable. Agapetus wardii, a rare epiphytic shrub species, has been recorded for the first time in India from Changlang district of Arunachal Pradesh by Society of Education and Environmental Development team. Previously known only from Myanmar, this discovery marks a significant addition to the country's documented flora. Expressing joy in a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman said the dense evergreen forests of eastern Himalayas continue to hold immense potential for scientific exploration, often revealing species yet to be documented within the national boundaries. Rajiv Gandhi University and its affiliated college student athletes performed spectacularly in 2 All India Inter-University Championships. The All India Inter-University Pinchak Silat Women Championship 2025-26 was held at Desh Bhagat University, Punjab from 14th to 17th March 2026. Arunachal's Lika Akku of Rajiv Gandhi University secured silver medal in 60 to 65 kg category, and Meko Liak of Government College Doimukh won the silver medal in 55 to 60 kg category. Meanwhile, Santili Pool of Indira Gandhi Government College Dezu secures bronze medal in 50 to 55 kg category. Similarly, in the All India Inter-University Taekwondo Women Championship 2025-26 held in Odisha from March 16 to 20, Muskan Manu won bronze medal under 49 kg category. In Group Pomse, Nani Nabam, Ishani Taing and Lumtar Uli clinched silver medals. A 15-day workshop on drama is underway at Pasighat. It is being organized by the East Siang Unit of Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society in collaboration with the Department of Hindi, Arunachal Pradesh University, Pasighat. In the inaugural day on Tuesday, the President Ponung Iring Angu highlighted the importance of organizing such workshops for inculcating literary and cultural sensitivity in the younger generations. The Arunachal Bodybuilding Association has announced that it will conduct the 10th state-level bodybuilding championship in the second week of May. The event aims to bring together talented bodybuilders from across the state to showcase their strength, physique and dedication. The association has extended an open invitation to all interested participants from various districts to take part in the championship and compete for the coveted title. Attractive cash prizes will be awarded to winners in different categories. Registration will be open from April 1st to April 30th, 2026 via online submission. Athletes must bear their own lodging and food expenses except lunch on the event day. ABBA also announced that Katan Ney will represent Arunachal Pradesh at the 17th Senior National Bodybuilding Championship in Indore on March 28, 2026. Continuing the support for conducting the pre-feasibility report survey on the proposed Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, an additional 12 residents of Janbo village of Upper Siang district submitted their consent today in support of the MOU signed on 15th March 2026, wherein 18 residents had earlier signed the MOU at the meeting hall of the DC bungalow. With this latest development, a total of 30 households out of 55 households of Janbo village have consented to the PFR survey, reflecting continuing community support for the proposed project. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.